history of rock and roll.
There was a tall oak tree that loved the babbling brook, and the babbling brook loved the mountain high, and the mountain high loved the sky above. The Creator looked down and saw everything was love, love, love. There was a tall oak tree.
Guess I could say honestly that anyone influenced my singing style. I started out so young that I really wasn't conscious of there being, you know, other singers around.
Brenda Lee talks about her singing style for the history of rock and roll.
I do have my special singers, and I don't think they've influenced my style, but I think they've helped me an awful lot with their know-how and their professionalism on stage.
Uh-huh, honey. All right.
My baby whispers in my ear.
Have contributed many songs to pop music, among them the theme from The Apartment, a 1960 instrumental hit by Ferranti and Teicher. Footsteps by Steve Lawrence, the pop chart sweep of the history of rock and roll moves through the music of 1960 with a number one record by the Shirelles, a quartet consisting of Addie Harris, Shirley Owens, Doris Kenner, and Beverly Lee. The group had more than 5 years of hits, from 58 to 63. Their big one from 1960 was Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
Tonight you're mine.
Shine, 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 shine
Johnny Burnett came into the spotlight the same year as his brother Dorsey with a record called Dreamin'.
Dreamin', I'm always dreamin'. Dreamin', love will be.
The history of rock and roll spotlighted an hour of Elvis earlier in the country section. Elvis Presley also secures a place in our pop chart sweep with his 1960 record of It's Now or Never, coming next.
The history of rock and roll.
Another movie theme made it big in 1960, Moon River, written and performed by Henry Mancini.
The first record on Moon River, the first thing that started to move was the Jerry Butler record. He did it with the kind of the contemporary feeling of the time. And then I came in later, and we both had pretty good sized records on that. But the biggest single I've ever had, I think, was Moon River.
Dinah Washington have made separate hit appearances on the history of rock and roll. They teamed up in 1960 and found strength in numbers with Baby, You Got What It Takes.
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the weather go. And it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
Jackie Wilson's upbeat numbers will be part of the rock chart sweep, which follows the pop chapter of the rockumentary. He is, however, an equally strong ballad singer. Here is Night, a 1960 release. Success at a young age, the history of rock and roll ponders the perils and pleasures of youthful achievement with Paul Anka.
I think everybody reacts differently to success. You know, I was just thrilled with it, and I was a young kid, and I said, yeah, that's great, and 15 years old, and my love song caught on, and that was it, and I was out spending a lot of bread and just having fun. And it kind of changed. Oh, I would say 3 or 4 years into my career, where as you get older, you realize that there are other factors involved in your life and in your career, and you just have to adjust to success a little differently, and not really accept it as a dream or accept it as something that comes easy, and you've got to put a little work into it.
And they called it puppy love. So this is not a puppy love.
The history of rock and roll continues through 1960 with the Drifters. This
the
magic
history of rock and roll.
Moment so different and so new was like any other until I kiss you. Magic moment.
The Drifters succeeded in 60, a year which earned Connie Francis another gold record to hang on her wall. Everybody's somebody's fool. Black Combo backed Elvis Presley on many of his hits. For some years, this was of concern only to trivia collectors and would-be Elvis biographers. But in 1960, Bill Black stepped into the limelight himself. The tune which gave his group fame was White Silver Sands.
I was a sophomore in high school, and we recorded in the summer right after I finished my sophomore year.
Bobby V.
And Liberty bought the master to that, and we got a contract with him, and then we put out another one called What Do You Want, which didn't do anything, and Devil or Angel, we were real lucky, of course, with that.
When you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you, I miss you. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I love you.
Chapter of the history of rock and roll began the Sam Cooke story, which continues in subsequent sections. 1960 saw him further his winning ways with Wonderful World.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you. If you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Percy Faith added to the instrumental sound of the year with Theme from a Summer Place, rated by Cashbox magazine as the number one record of 1960.
Mm-hmm.
Clarence Henry began his recording career as Clarence Frogman Henry, a nickname he earned with his growling imitation of a frog on his first hit, Ain't Got No Home. By 1961, his voice was more settled, his nickname was gone, and he had another smash. The History of Rock and Roll presents Clarence Henry's But I Do next.
History of Rock and Roll.
Sound of Clarence Henry. The History of Rock and Roll's Pop Chart Suite pushes on through 61 with this Thinking Man's Love Song by Steve Lawrence. Ballads to jazz with Dave Brubeck, who introduced the 5/4 beat to pop music in 1961 with Take Five.
The History of Rock and Roll.
I love how your eyes
sisters who actually came from San Francisco. Kansas City's Gene McDaniels, a former gospel singer, retained a religious theme in his 61 smash, 100 Pounds of Clay.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing. Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and a lot of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did, with just 100 pounds of clay. People, let me tell you what he did.
Jimmy Ellis sang one of the prettiest songs of the year, Funny How Time Slips Away.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. so long now, and it seems that it was only yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away?
Gene Pitney re-recorded his voice 7 times to achieve the right effect for his 1961 hit parade debut. The History of Rock and Roll brings you next all 7 Gene Pitneys as they love their lives away.